Last night, I wrapped up a parish mission at St. Francis of Assisi Church here in St. Louis, and I told them about you, about us, and our God Minute prayer. So to all of our new brothers and sisters joining us today, a very warm welcome, along with the rest of you, as we lift our hearts to God this third week of Lent.
Create a clean heart in me. Create a clean heart in me. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Create a clean heart in me. Create a clean heart in me. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Create a clean heart in me. Create a clean heart in me. Create a clean heart in me, O
Today, we welcome our newest team member, Jen. She is the director of pastoral ministry for a large seminary here in St. Louis. It's called Kenrick. Before that, she was a youth minister. She was a pastoral associate at a neighboring parish. But most of all, she's a young woman in love with the Lord and wanting to serve Him. And today, friends, joining us on the road to Calvary, our newest member, Jen. Welcome.
Thank you for that introduction. I am grateful for the chance to pray with all of you. Today's reading is from the letter of St. James, chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like sifting shadows. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Every good and perfect gift is from above. At first thought, yes, of course. How lovely. God is good. I know this one. And yet, how often do we claim the good things in our lives as coming from our own achievements, our own clever planning, or our own intellect and hard work? I'm sure this is why this short passage appears in the midst of a chapter about temptation and perseverance during trials. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers, St. James begins. Every good and perfect gift is from above. Yes. Do not be deceived into thinking the good things in our lives come from our own merit. This is not to say that we aren't all awesome individuals. I mean, we were created in God's great image and likeness, after all. But I think we even sell ourselves short when we ascribe the good gifts in our lives to ourselves and not to God. while it's nice to think, like, hey, look at this great thing I did, I personally think it's infinitely more wonderful to recognize, wow, look at this great thing God did for me. I think of the people in my life who bless me the most. I have a God who knows me to my core and who delights in me so much that he bestowed on me these amazing individuals and my life, who perfect my love, who draw me ever closer to our Father in heaven, a Father who is unchanging and whose love seeks always to give me these good and perfect gifts. How much more depth there is, how much more love to set aside my own little accomplishments and to give credit to the great glory of a God who loves us. As a counselor, I've encountered very many people struggling with depression, and I'm always amazed by the effectiveness of a particular intervention against sadness: gratitude. When we take time to recognize what we're grateful for, we start to realize just how many gifts we do have and the greatness of some of those gifts. Let us respond with an act of faith, the faith of the saints like Saint James, to declare, yes, God, I believe that every good gift I have is from above. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Gathered as a family of faith, we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
And let us pray. God, who created me, who loved me into being, you offer me new life through your Son and through the gift of your sacraments. Help me to grow this Lent in an awareness of the many gifts you place in my life and in a greater appreciation that they all come from you. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You know that our Vincentian virtue this week is meekness or gentleness. And every Wednesday, Father Joe introduces someone in our Catholic tradition, a saint, a beati, who models the virtue for the week in a short video reflection that we call a virtue guide, someone to help us and live the virtue. So be sure and check that out today. Today is on our very first saint, our Blessed Mother. It's really nice. Also, friends, we'll be sending you an email soon with an update on our almsgiving and almssharing efforts up to this point. We're hoping to build a water retention and purification systems for a very poor parish that we serve as Vincentians in Kenya, Africa. And of course, all that information is on our Lenten page. So check out the menu or our blog that says Lent. Pretty straightforward. Such exciting news around that that we'll be sharing with you very soon. But for now, may the love of Almighty God be fanned into flames within you, and His blessing be upon you this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you all for gathering in prayer with us today. And Jen, what a beautiful addition to our team. Thank you so much for saying yes. And now, friends, let us go in the love of God and seize the day before us. We'll see you tomorrow.